Then talking about would you or would you not wear a face mask, and as we are now more liberated today than in a very long time, welcome to the bridge phase. Phase five is right there. Some people are thinking, okay, but I want to have my vaccine card. I want to have access to it. There's talk about a vax pass. City of Chicago says we will not require a vax pass, but by the way, vax pass people will get preferential treatment for everybody. We do have vax ethos here in Chicago. So there's this bracelet you can get. It's called the Immunoband. It has a QR code on it, like your menu at a restaurant. And when you hover your camera over it, it'll call up a picture of your vaccine card. Now you can get into the restaurant or to the club or to the Cubs game if it's required. The guy that invented it is Dr. Tashoff Brenton. He is a Colorado medical doctor, and he joins us here on WGN. Hi, Doc. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
That's it, right? It's like a QR code, and when I hover my phone over it, it actually doesn't call up the picture of my vaccine card right away, though, right?
Correct. It gets you to a landing page that has a PIN code on it, and you choose the PIN code, you enter the PIN code, and then that goes directly to your card.
The purpose being that if I lost my Vax Pass, my Immunoband that you've invented, somebody doesn't have instant access to my information, they would still need to know the code.
Correct. Yeah, it's not really a vax pass. I mean, it is documentation of vaccination, but it's also a wearable symbol that you've been vaccinated, and that's important, too. It's really both of those.
What do you mean, a wearable symbol? Why is that important?
Well, because right now, at least from the CDC standpoint, we have this mixed standard where people who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks inside, and at least in theory and per the CDC, those who are not vaccinated are supposed to still be wearing masks.
Yeah.
And, obviously people are going to do what they're going to do, but, for example, for a business owner as well, you've got this issue of, do I tell all my employees they don't need to wear masks? Do I tell all my employees they do need to wear masks? Or do I keep, some with masks if they're not vaccinated, and those without masks, those with vaccination don't need to wear masks? And then how do customers feel? Because people are all over the map on this, as you know. Some people don't care if they never see another mask again. Other people are terrified not to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And then you've got everything in between. And if you're able to have the Immunoband, the employees that are vaccinated, they wear the Immunoband, people can see they're vaccinated, people who care about such things are much more comfortable, and those that aren't vaccinated,
yeah,
wear their masks, and that's a more comfortable environment.
So
for
if I was
everybody
walking into your store or restaurant, and I'm seeing the wait,
sure,
staff does not have masks on, and I'm a little apprehensive about that, but if they all had the bracelet on, they could prove to me. They could scan it and say, no, here's my information. I have been fully vaccinated, and I'm 2 weeks out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and much more importantly, we don't sell the vaccination pass to anybody, the Immunoband to anybody, unless in fact they do have the card. So the presence of the Immunoband means somebody's been vaccinated. Obviously, to check that, you may wish to go ahead and pull up the vaccination card.
So then so who's taking the picture? I'm taking the picture. I'm uploading it to the cloud and then accessing that information with the band when I hit my four-digit or whatever the code is that I create, the password, right?
Yeah, it's very important. This is a voluntary thing that people can buy and put on, or employers can do it for their employees. And once you purchase the Immunoband, we send you an email, you photograph your card, we give you instructions on how to take that photograph and just upload it, and then so it's done by the individual who purchases the Immunoband.
I'm just a tiny bit uncomfortable with the segregation of our population, maybe for religious or medical reasons, maybe because of a technical screw-up, you didn't get the vaccine. I mean, there are instances where somebody cannot or will not get the vaccine, and yet therefore they will be treated differently than everybody else, right?
Well, I mean, I agree that whatever we do at this point, we're sort of in a transitional period, and it's an imperfect situation.
Yeah.
Because either you treat everybody the same exactly, whether they have the vaccine or not, and that creates problems, particularly for a segment of the population that's uncomfortable with that. And, you know, there is also increased risk of transmission if you don't have a vaccination. I mean, I'm a physician, and I'm looking at what's going on in India, and I'm looking at what's going on in Brazil and these other more transmissible variants. And I know people have differing opinions, but I believe it's quite important that people get vaccinated.
Doctor, I just have a minute left. What about the businesses? If I want to go to the Cubs game or to a restaurant, are businesses, in your experience with this band you've created, accepting it as a valid vax card?
Yeah. I mean, we've had people who've used it to get into Madison Square Garden where they require either proof of a negative test or vaccination. We've had them get into SoFi Stadium. We've had people using it as to get the Krispy Kreme donut promotion that they have for vaccinated people.
How do people get it? Your website is Immunaband, I-M-M-U-N-A-Band, B-A-N-D, one word, Immunaband.com, right?
Correct. They just go there, and you can purchase either the bracelet that has your name and the QR code and the type of vaccine, or one that just has a QR code. Some people like one, some people like the other.
$20 or $25. Good on you, sir. Good luck to you, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.